Met Michiel.
Album specials.
Gabrielle Aplin, English Rain.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle Aplin, and you can see me at Songbird Festival.
Just please don't say you love me, cause I might not say it back. Doesn't mean my heart stops skipping when you look at me like that.
Heb je een van de concerten van John Mayer in Nederland gezien vorige maand? Dan is de kans groot dat je ook Gabrielle Aplin hebt gezien. Deze Britse singer-songwriter stond in zijn voorprogramma namelijk. Aankomend weekend is ze terug in Nederland voor een optreden op het Songbird Festival. Gabrielle werd bekend via coversongs die ze op haar eigen YouTube-kanaal zette.
I just kind of made most of the resources that were around me. And I didn't really wait for anyone to do stuff for me. And that's kind of what's happened.
Van Katy Perry. Tot Passenger. En Kings of Leon.
With the whole YouTube thing, I didn't know that it was a thing people did, and I love pop music, so I love playing all these songs, but it definitely gave me the confidence to put up my own songs, and I started sharing my own songs on YouTube with the fans that were following me. So it definitely gave me a lot of confidence to do that, so I'm so grateful that I did it. I love pop music anyway, but I think with the covers it was just whatever song I did from whatever genre, it always ended up sounding like kind of in the genre that I play, and they all kind of sound the same once I've covered them. And that was the fun of it, trying to like, the challenge of it was to take like a song that was really, really R&B or really, really rock or really, really soul and make it my own. And it was fun doing it, and I learned a lot doing it. And I think playing other people's songs helped with my songwriting as well.
Het leverde haar miljoenen hits op haar YouTube kanaal op. Haar allergrootste succes was echter een cover van deze klassieker.
The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul.
Deze werd gebruikt voor de kerstreclame van een groot Brits warenhuis.
The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul.
Met als resultaat een nummer 1 hit voor Gabrielle.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was growing very gradually anyway from the work I was kind of building up. But yeah, it just kind of definitely blew up a little bit after that, and it definitely pushed things along a lot more, which made things happen quicker. I think it's a classic. It's like it was number one before I was born. I would never have thought to cover it, but it was a huge honor, and I'm a massive fan of those adverts in the UK, so I just kind of went for it and didn't think about it. And then when I was recording it, I kind of realized how much of a task I was taking on, because it's such a huge song and so many people love it.
Inmiddels had de muziekindustrie Gabrielle ook ontdekt. Met een platencontract onder de arm ging ze haar debuutalbum opnemen. Natuurlijk mocht op dat album haar nummer 1 hit niet ontbreken, maar verder wilden ze niet à la Birdie een plaat vol covers opnemen.
I don't think I do an album of covers ever anyway.
Ze wilden dat haar debuut een album met eigen song zou zijn. Gabrielle liet zich qua sound inspireren door bands als Coldplay en Elbow.
I kind of wanted that kind of anthemic Coldplay, Elbow kind of pop sound. So I still wanted it to be real and organic and classic, but I still wanted it to be songs that people would sing along to.
Het album dat deze zomer uitkwam heet English Rain. Een lyric uit haar nummer November, ook op die plaat. Typerend voor Gabrielle, want als zij een song schrijft, begint ze met de lyrics en de muziek komt later.
Kind of it always usually starts with a poem or a short story or just lyrics, and then the music kind of comes after and fits around them.
Die manier van liedjes schrijven ontdekte ze dankzij haar ouders, die haar kennis lieten maken met acts als Nick Drake, Joni Mitchell en Leonard Cohen.
My parents don't play instruments, but they're massive music fans, so they definitely introduced me to like Nick Drake, Joni Mitchell, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and like Carole King and all these amazing artists.
Haar favoriete nummer is dan ook van Leonard Cohen.
My favorite lyrics of all time are Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, I think.
Hallelujah.
I'm really inspired by like lyrics and words as opposed to just music and composing a song. I really love Leonard Cohen was that kind of the first artist that I realized put his poetry to music. And then I was writing words and stuff and poetry before I even learned how to play instruments. So when I kind of was tinkering around on the piano for the first time and learning chords, I realised I could put the two together, just like, say, Leonard Cohen did, or Joni Mitchell was another artist that I love who did the same thing. And that they really inspired me to do that.
Als je een cover zingt, kan je je nog verschuilen achter de emoties en woorden van een ander. Nu, met haar eigen liedjes, legt ze haar eigen ziel en zaligheid bloot. Maar moeilijk vindt ze het niet om zich zo kwetsbaar op te stellen.
But I think that's the whole point of writing a song. You're trying to get a message or a story or a feeling across, and that's the point of it. And I think now I'm really picky when it chooses to, even if I want to cover something, I'm very picky because I have to really believe what I'm singing.
Maybe I pulled the panic cord, and maybe you were happy I was bored. Maybe I wanted you to change. Maybe I'm the one to blame.
I can only really write about things that have happened or things that I know or things that have gone on around me or through people I know. I think I can't just lie about a situation and fabricate something to write about it. I find that really difficult to do.
Haar album schreef ze in anderhalf jaar tijd. Nu is Gabrielle veel aan het toeren. Toch vindt ze tussendoor tijd om nieuwe songs te schrijven. Daarvoor heeft ze geen speciale plek nodig en ook geen speciale mood trouwens.
I don't know, it could be any. I think you just need to be inspired. I go through like stages of feeling inspired. And then I go through stages of nothing being inspiring. So when I'm inspired and going through that kind of phase, I could write about anything in any kind of mood. It goes in phases. At the moment I'm really, really creative. I'm writing lots, but sometimes I won't write for ages. So it just depends. I've written lots actually. So hopefully, yeah, I think I've probably got a lot of what may end up on my next one, but I haven't like been writing for it. I've just been writing, and I've really enjoyed what I've been writing recently.
Summer comes, winter fades. Here we are, just the same. Don't need pressure, don't need change. Let's not give the game away. There used to be an empty space, a photograph without a face. But with your presence and your grace, everything falls into place. Just please don't say you love me, 'cause I might not say it back. Doesn't mean my heart stops skipping when you look at me like that. And there's no need to worry when you see just where we're at. Don't say you love me, 'cause I might not say it back. Heavy words are hard to take. Under pressure, precious things can break. And how we feel is hard to fake. So let's not give the game away. Just please don't say you love me, 'cause I might not say it back. Doesn't mean my heart stops skipping when you look at me like that. And there's no need to worry when you see just where we're at. Just please don't say you love me, 'cause I might not say it back. I'm fools rushing, and I've been a fool before. And this time I'm gonna slow it down, 'cause I think this could be more. Please don't say you love me, 'cause I might not say it back. Doesn't mean my heart stops skipping when you look at me like that. There's no need to worry when you see just where we're at. Just please don't say you love me, 'cause I might not say it back. Please don't say you love me, 'cause I might not say it back. Doesn't mean my heart stops skipping when look at me like that. And there's no need to worry when you see just where we're at. Just please don't say you love me, 'cause I might not say it back. Just please don't say.